We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Spring football podcasts continue, this time with tight end Kate Otten, who is, you've been around here long enough now to be a senior. How about that? That's an accomplishment, Kate.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, just I guess reflecting on like how long I've been here and like all the players I've been around and the coaches and the games. It's really fun. We were just watching a clip this morning of the Utah game where Tristan Vizcaino hit the game winning field goal.
Yeah.
And I saw a little freshman me like running onto the field. I'm like, wow, I've been here that long.
Yeah, man. Gosh, those Utah games are some pretty good memories. Yeah. There's that one. There's the game in Salt Lake City. There's the Pac-12 championship game. Of course, there's the game winning touchdown you had earlier this year. But I feel like talking about all that, even talking about your maturation to being a senior, it's still burying the lead because you're a different guy than you were in the fall. You're now attached. You're officially off the market. You're taken, aren't you? Tell me about that.
I married my high school sweetheart. We've been together for a long time, and we just thought it was time to get married. And so that's been incredible to do. And we've been married for a little over 3 months now, and it's been my favorite thing I've ever done.
January 10th, right?
9th.
January 9th.
Yeah,
okay. Tell me what that was like getting married in the COVID era.
Yeah, it was a small wedding. We just had our immediate family and grandparents there, and it was outside in my wife's backyard, and it was cold.
Yeah.
It was small, but it was beautiful. And knowing like what we know now and like just how it went, like we wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
And just getting to be with our closest people in our lives, like it was a bummer to not have some of our friends there. But it was such a fun experience and a great celebration.
I know the life change is different. You know, the responsibilities go up a lot. And the things that you used to pour 100% of yourself into, now, you know, you still want to have a huge portion of your life devoted to that, but you've got other responsibilities as well. What's it been like trying to be a student athlete while also being a husband?
Yeah, it's been an adjustment for sure, but I love it. I think you're right. Like my priorities have shifted a little bit, you know, like I want to be a husband first before anything else. And I mean, I'm so lucky. My wife supports me so much and tries to take care of as many things as possible. So I'm able to focus on everything I need to focus on, you know, and she's been great. But yeah, there are some extra things you have to do, but like we do it for each other, and that's what makes it awesome.
What's the best part about being married through these first 3 months?
I think just getting to be together all the time. We just love hanging out, and it's even better than it was before marriage. Like we just being together, knowing each other like so closely, and just getting to do life together all the time.
It's yeah. the best. And especially, gosh, the way the world's been. I mean, a lot of Netflix, a lot of Hulu or whatever your streaming service of choice is. There's all sorts of things to watch.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we're big fans of the series Married at First Sight, which I always recommend to people who are newly married because it's like, oh, all this stuff that's going on right now, this is what it's really like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys have as your favorite binge-worthy TV shows, but I'd be interested to hear.
Yeah, we haven't watched that one, but it's funny. We just recently we started watching Little House on the Prairie, just throwing it way back. And honestly, we love it. It's like just good, clean entertainment, and it's like a long series, and so we just like turn it on at night sometimes and just chill out and watch and follow the Ingles. It's awesome.
That's cool. That's cool to hear. Well, it sounds like it's going great. Congratulations on it. We're really happy for you. I think as we shift into talking about football, it's interesting you brought up the Utah thing, running out there on the field as a true freshman who I don't know if you even saw the field that year in 2017. But man, then you fast forward to 2020. And that's an unforgettable game. The second biggest comeback in the history of Husky Stadium. You get the ball at your own 12-yard line with 4 minutes left in the game, down by four. You got to score a touchdown. And you catch the game-winning touchdown pass. As you've had time now after this bizarre 2020 season has concluded to reflect on the little bit of football that we did get to have last year, what's that memory mean to you?
Yeah, I guess just the comeback in general kind of felt like a symbol of 2020. You know what I mean? Just like we go down, like things aren't going great, you know, and just being able to fight every single play, offense and defense and special teams, to claw back into that game and to cap it off. Like it could have been anyone, like it was me, but I think just for the whole team, getting that touchdown to win the game, and then the interception after that to seal it was just a great feeling after all we'd gone through.
Yeah, an incredible moment. Only regret I have about it is I wish there were 70,000 more people in there, because that place would have been absolutely rocking. But one of the great moments of last year and one of the more memorable plays in recent Husky history. I wonder, you know, given the fact that there are other programs out there that got to play 12, 13 games last year. You guys only got to play four. You didn't get to have a spring. You didn't get to have a whole lot of the normal things last year that some other folks across the country got to have. I wonder if you guys as players have a new sense of gratitude, a new sense of like, gosh, every single practice is an opportunity that could be taken away that we didn't really realize how precious this stuff was. Like, how have you players internalized what you've been through in the last 15 months?
Yeah. I mean, it was hard watching other teams be able to play when we weren't, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think just in reflection, we know that those things are out of our control. And we only get to go play football, organize when they tell us we're able to. And as far as we know, that's just the next practice. And just taking things one day at a time and enjoying it while we're here, that's a huge thing that I learned. And I think a lot of guys on our team learned, like when we are away and when we were able to come back, just the joy everyone had. And like whether it was in the weight room or running gassers or when we're practicing, you know, it was all just so joyful.
Well, the energy I've noticed through the spring has been fantastic.
Yeah.
It seems to me like a group that's not taking a single moment for granted. It seems to me like a group that's grateful and excited and enthusiastic to be out there. It seems like a group that's ready to get better every single day. That's what it looks like to me. Yeah. Do you get the sense that 110 guys around you are all feeling that and taking that same mental approach?
Absolutely. I think I've witnessed just the big jump guys have taken from just in the fall, like in these, I think today was our 11th practice. I mean, guys are growing fast, and I think that's a result of everyone's mentality. Like we're just going to go out and have fun and make plays today, you know, just do the best we can, because today's all we got. And like you said, like you can feel the energy out at practice. You can see the level of play rising, And obviously there's a lot of stuff to clean up, but it's a high level competition out there. And I think just all of what we've gone through has led to that.
Tell me how your room is kind of coming together. I mean, there's young guys like Mark Redman who are getting tons of reps and making plays. There's an addition in Quentin Moore who, he's got such a great physical body and can run block and catch passes. And then other guys that have been around for a while now, like Jack Westover, Devin Culp. I mean, I'm excited about this tight end room. What do you see?
Yeah, I'm excited too. I think we have just a great mix of guys in the group. I think the common theme for everyone in there is that, like, everyone wants to run block and everyone wants to make plays down the field in the pass game. And everyone has unique qualities that lead to that, but everyone's got just such a great mindset and everyone's a really good player in there. We have a lot of guys and they're all really good. And so that's something I think that's rare to be a part of in a position room. And it's been really fun this spring to see everyone grow and tight ends have been making a lot of plays. It's awesome.
How's your quarterback situation coming together? I mean, Dylan is the incumbent, although he's only got 4 games under his belt. And now you're bringing in a guy with a lot of experience in Patrick O'Brien, who's been a bit of a journeyman in his career. And then Sam Huard has a lot of talent, but is still young, was just playing high school football like yesterday,
yeah.
Right? So, obviously that's a huge part of the offense. What do you see out of those guys?
Yeah, I talked about with the tight ends, like they're all pretty unique, you know, but it's been impressive to watch them go to work. Just being a tight end, like, you know a lot of the stuff that the quarterbacks are looking at, but I mean they got to execute. They got to, like, just pick through all the information the offense is, like, in the offense play call and what the defense is giving them and be in total command. And I think all those guys are doing a great job. Demo, I mean, he hasn't been here long either, you know, like,
yeah.
He obviously Patrick and Sam are new, but they all have really good command. And I think that's probably the biggest thing in a quarterback. And so they're all doing really well. It's going to be fun to watch them compete the rest of the spring and then in the fall. But yeah, they're all playing really well.
Cade, in a parallel universe, this weekend you're getting ready for the NFL draft. But you decided that's not for you. You're coming back for one last year at the UW. Why?
I think we kind of talked about it, just how we got cut short with 4 games. Yeah. And there was just still a lot more I wanted to do here with the team. I mean, we put in a lot of work here over the past 4 years, and my goal is for it to end in a championship. And so we were close there last year. Mm-hmm. Didn't get the opportunity, but I think all the guys, I mean, we had a lot of guys return. And so I think we're all kind of on the same track as far as, like, we want to win this thing, you know. And I think that was the biggest driver for why I came back.
You were part of a Pac-12 championship team in 2018. You know what it's like to go to the Rose Bowl. You know what it's like to be in those games and in those situations. What's it going to take for this group to get there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's barring the Las Vegas Bowl, we haven't quite won the big game when we've gotten there, and it's hard to put a finger on why, but I know it's a ton of little things, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like we always talk about the small, how you do the small things is how you do all things, and so, like, when we're in the spring and there's a certain technique you're supposed to do, like, if you do that right every day until we get to our bowl game, like, that's going to be the difference between, like, winning that game or losing. And so just keeping an eye on the big picture, I guess, is going to be instrumental in, like, what we do when we get to that big game. And before that, just each game that we play in order to get to the big game. And so It's kind of a weird mix between like having this microscope on like what you're doing and then like being able to take a step back and like seeing what the big picture is. And I think just understanding that, understanding what the goal is and how to get there is big for this group and winning the big games.
You come from such a football family too, that's from the state and is well known and has accomplished much at the high school level. I wonder what it's like for you to know you're coming back for this one last year, trying to win a championship and having that family kind of follow you along and be rooting for you along the way. You know, how much is maybe sharing or trying to share a striving toward another championship at the UW with your dad, with your granddad, and, you know, your brother and all these other people in your life? How much has that played a role in your hunger for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think that joy, like when you share that, you share with your family when you win something, it is definitely so special. I have this really vivid memory. One of my favorite games was when we played in the snow at Washington State in 2018. After the game, I was able to like jump up on the rail and hug my family and my now wife, and that was just one of my favorite moments in my time here. And it's just nothing like it. Obviously you share like the despair when you lose, mm-hmm. But those moments of joy are so awesome. And I think that kind of represents like the feeling of the whole state of Washington when we do well, you know, like I have a ton of pride in the state of Washington, and when we're able to make them proud as a team, when we win big games, that's something I really want to do.
Tell me what you're kind of finishing up in the classroom as you know come to the end of your time here, mm-hmm. from that perspective.
Yeah, so I'm majoring in business entrepreneurship, and I have 2 quarters left. I'm going to graduate in the fall, and so. Yeah, just finishing up with some classes there, and that's been a great experience to be in the business school here. Definitely don't take that for granted, but yeah, it's definitely excited to be nearing my time with school, mm-hmm. as far as that being over, but it's definitely a treat to be able to do that.
Do you have any visions for where you would want to see that education be put to use after football is done, or is the focus just right on the short term, just working on that football career?
Yeah, I don't know really how to answer that question when people ask me. I know like the things that I love, and I know that right now I'm getting the tools to like start a business and whatever that might be. And mm-hmm. so I guess that's kind of what I think about with what I'm doing. It's like I'm not really sure like where this will lead me, but I know I'm getting the tools right now to be able to use it for something I love.
Yeah, well, maybe starting a camp for tight ends or something like that after a great career comes to an end. But yeah, you got a lot of football ahead of you. I'm pretty sure of that. Cade, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We're so excited to see you out there this spring, making big plays and continued success, continued best of luck to you in 2021 and beyond.
Thanks, Tony. Go Dogs.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.